Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm evening across Israel, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. A pleasant night for those outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet News reports just in that Iran and Hezbollah have launched missiles at Israel as the second Passover Eve begins. The IDF warns of potential escalation. Also, earlier this hour, France 24 reported a shootout outside the Israeli consulate in Istanbul. A gunman was killed and two others were wounded. Also this hour, JNS reveals the Democratic Party is considering rejecting AIPAC funding. The party may also weigh resolutions on halting certain weapons transfers. Separately, in earlier reporting from Israel Hayom, Gulf leaders told Trump there can be no ceasefire without addressing the Iranian threat. And finally, a short time ago, the IDF warned vessels off the Lebanon coast to move north amid tensions. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet News, an Israeli news outlet, reported minutes ago on the missile launch by Iran and Hezbollah. They note no injuries are reported so far. AMK Mapping, a geopolitical analysis account, shared that the U.S. State Department issued a shelter-in-place order for its employees in Bahrain earlier today. Jabber J, a Middle East analyst, posted that airports and infrastructure in Bahrain, Kuwait, UAE, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia have faced repeated attacks over the past 38 days. Now for more on these stories. Starting with the missile attack on Israel, Ynet News details that the assault targeted central and northern regions, coinciding with the onset of the Passover holiday. The IDF has urged caution, warning vessels near Lebanon to relocate northward. This escalation heightens fears of broader regional tensions affecting civilians and maritime activities. Turning to the incident in Istanbul, France, 24 reports that local police confronted a gunman outside the Israeli consulate. The exchange of gunfire resulted in the gunman's death and injuries to two others. This incident underscores ongoing security concerns for Israeli diplomatic missions abroad. Meanwhile, JNS highlights internal debates within the Democratic Party over its relationship with AIPAC. Discussions focus on funding and international law implications. This move could shift U.S. political dynamics regarding Israel and its military support. In earlier reporting from Israel Hayom, Gulf leaders communicated to Trump a firm stance against any ceasefire unless the Iranian threat is neutralized. These discussions, including input from Netanyahu, emphasize the strategic importance of Iran in regional diplomacy. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom reports on the fluctuating investor sentiment in response to Trump's ultimatum regarding oil and bonds. This reflects Wall Street's current mood as trading begins in New York. Separately, from Mariv, the CEO of BlackRock, Larry Fink warns of the existential strategic threat posed by Iran. This comes amid global market upheavals due to rising oil prices influenced by the conflict and the closure of the Strait of Hormuz. And finally, CTEC announces Team 8's appointment of Aaron Dubin and Daniel Goldstein as partners. They will lead a new venture strategy initiative focused on emerging technologies, aiming for long-term investment and value creation. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 9 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.